Your weekend just got a lot more positive. This is the Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Wyckoff. Thank you for joining me. Every week, I talk with members of our community, feature encouraging stories, and have great conversation with guests about their faith, all while enjoying some of the best Christian praise and worship music. Let's get to this week's show. Welcome to Radio Alabama's Mixed Sunday Morning. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. In the studio this morning, Miss Macy Winningham, and it is my favorite segment of every show, because Macy, we want to know who you really are.
Okay. Well, I grew up here in Sylacauga, Alabama. I have an older sister. She's about 2 years older than me, and we both went to Auburn. I graduated last December, got engaged the month before in November to my now husband, Austin, and thank God for Greg because he officiated our wedding for us.
It was my honor.
It was so much fun. Honestly, the best day of my life, but it just went by so quick. But we live in Southside now. We have a miniature long-haired Dachshund who is just the craziest little dog I've ever met. He's crazy. Then we have a lab, Danny, and she's just my little angel. I've had her since Auburn. And I just got a new job. Also, thank God for that.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I love it. I started last week, so it's been really fun so far.
It's going good?
It's going very good.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well,
see, you'll shine in anything. I know that already. You know, what do they say? The cream rises to the top?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you're already the cream, you're just the best of the best. So, I mean, I know. Well, the Lord, I'll tell you real quick while we get through this segment. I know I want to talk about this later, but why not now? God has blessed you.
He really has.
In so many ways. And I know he has big plans. I've already seen some of the plans. Mm-hmm. And I know he's got big plans for you, Macy.
He does. I know he does. And like, just the more I go throughout in life, I kind of realize the things I used to stress about, God already had it planned out for me. So kind of like for this job, for example, I had a job before where I was just very unhappy. I hated going to work. I kind of fell off with God a little bit during that time because I was just so unhappy. I just didn't really know where I was in life. And then I just started praying more about it. And I just prayed every morning before I walked into that job, like, God, give me a sign, give me something, you know, just help me through it. And then this new job literally just, it came out of nowhere. And it's just the more I go on in life and the older I get, things just really fall into place for me. And it's all to him, honestly.
You realize it's God's plan
it's
and not
God's plan.
My plan.
Yeah, my plan was not working out. Anything I did was not going the way I thought it was or just didn't work out at all. And I just gave it all to him, and he just took over. So,
well, we've got more from Miss Macy coming up right here. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mixed Sunday Morning. In the studio with us, Miss Macy Winningham. And Macy, I'm in trouble because you brought a piece of paper and it's got ink all over it.
It does. It does.
Well, this is your segment of the show. This is where you take over. I believe you brought some verses to share with us this morning.
Mm-hmm. I did.
So take off with them.
Okay. I know many people like me who have struggled with anxiety and maybe depression at times, and I used to be on medication for it, and I would just have panic attacks, and I was just not doing okay. So the verse that really has been getting me through a lot, which I'm off medicine now, I don't have panic attacks anymore, but I start off every morning with Philippians 4:6, and it's, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. So
I love that.
I do too. It's my favorite.
Because everything is in prayer.
Everything. I mean, I pray, I don't even know how many times a day, but in the morning is really like my prayer time, where I really focus in. I say that prayer every morning because, I mean, I just find myself getting anxious about so many things, and I'm like, well, this is crazy. I don't have anything to worry about. Because God's got it.
He does. And, you know, Satan, he wants to clutter our minds to get, mm-hmm. to take our minds off what's really important.
Yeah.
And that's the Lord. And then he has us covered, like you said. I mean, the day's already, He already has the day planned for us. Mm-hmm. We just have to make sure we walk in his steps and trust him to go that way.
Yeah. And I've noticed, like, the more I pray about it, just the better my day goes, and the less I worry about things, and the less I'm stressed out. So it's really important for me to say that in the mornings.
Well, I think you have another verse, but we'll come back to that
okay.
in our next segment.
Okay.
All right, stay tuned. More from Miss Macy Winningham right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning. I hope you're having a great day. I hope you are up and getting ready for church. And I hope you're enjoying the show, because I am in the presence of a superstar, Miss Macy Winningham. I mean, you light up the room when you walk in it. The Lord is giving you it's not even a glow. It is just this, I don't know. I can't even describe it. I mean, he is just has his spirit all over you. Mm-hmm. And we're in a bonus segment this morning, because usually the second session is basically the Bible verse, but you brought a couple of Bible verses this morning. And isn't it cool how Bible verses are for seasons in life? Mm-hmm. When you ask somebody to bring their favorite Bible verse, well, some change sometimes, because 10 years ago it might have been one, but now the Lord's spoken to you in a different way. And I think you may have a case of that for us.
I do. Like Greg said, I have a lot for different reasons, but I got saved again this past September, right before my wedding in October, because I kind of just needed to dedicate myself again to the Lord before I went into a marriage. So I read this, and it's kind of one of those tough ones that God gives you, but it's Revelation 3:16. And it says, "So because you are lukewarm, neither hot or cold, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth."
Tough.
Scary. Tough. And I read that and I was like, well, I'm a Christian, but I'm not exactly living like God wants me to. So I read that and I was like, I don't want God to spit me out of his mouth. I was like, look, we need to change some things. And I think maybe that can relate to a lot of people who are Christians but not living as Christians every day like they should. So that really stood out to me, and it kind of helps me stay on the right track.
They're good people, but they're not godly people.
Yeah, they're good people, but they're not living for God.
Because like I tell Macy, everybody, when you walk out this door, the world outside right here is the okay world, because mm-hmm. we live when everything is okay, and it's not okay, because the Lord has given us a strict book of directions to follow.
Yes.
And what he says is not good, the world tells us it is.
Yeah. And it's, I think, the way the world is now and the way it's changed in the past couple of years, it's just getting worse and worse, where things that used to not be okay are now okay. And it's just, there is a lot of revelation going on in the world, I think, which is amazing, but at the same time, there's just so much evil and there's so much bad going on.
But we know, though, like every superhero movie, mm-hmm. in the end, the good one wins.
Always.
And we know that Jesus is already won.
Already, yeah.
Not that he's won because he's coming back, because he won on the cross. Mm-hmm. And he's just waiting now to come back. And you're right. We are probably ripe for picking.
Yeah.
We have passed Sodom and Gomorrah. When you read the Bible, get into Sodom and Gomorrah, and then look at our world and what the Bible says, what happened back then and what God did to those two cities.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be around.
I don't want to be here. I want to be long gone before all
first
that
class, right?
First class ticket up to heaven. That's right.
Well, all right. I think we have one more segment.
Mm-hmm.
Or do I need to go through your agent to make sure? I think you're going to your agents after this is over with.
Yeah.
We'll be back with Miss Macy Winningham right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. We did get approval from her booking agent to keep her for one more segment, Miss Macy Winningham. I mean, she is just so popular. But Macy, before we started, I brought something for you.
Oh, gosh.
I brought you a little
gift. Did you make it?
Because I wanted you to have something to sit around.
I love that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I know exactly where I'm going to put it at.
Well, this is the impromptu. Huh, we talked about it off air, part of the show. Macy, there are a lot of people that are hurting right now. You talked about it in the Bible verse. I mean, we're getting to times where you have to pick, you have to make choices. Mm-hmm. You have to pick who you, really what side you want to be on.
Yeah.
Because it's, where it's the gray world, it's really black and white. It's either right or wrong, yes or no. Mm-hmm. Somebody's out there struggling this morning. Somebody's struggling down the road listening to the podcast. What can you tell them to encourage them?
I'll say that I've been there. I had a rough time growing up. I had a lot of demons in college and everything, and I completely had lost myself for a while. And just one day, I just sat down and I just really prayed. And I really gave it all to God one day, and my life has just changed ever since. And sometimes it's not an immediate change. Sometimes it takes a minute, and you really have to try hard to have that relationship with God. But it's so worth it. I'll say that. It's completely changed my life. Some things that I used to do and some things that I used to see, when I see it now or hear it now, I just feel conviction now, and I used to not. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
It does.
Yeah. Like, there are certain TV shows I won't watch. There are certain musics I won't listen to that I used to just love and be obsessed with. And now I'm like, get that away from me. Like, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see it. And that's just really, it shows me that, okay, that's God actually making real changes in me. And it can happen to anybody. You just have to really dive in deep with God and just get into His Word. And just try to have that relationship with Him.
That's cool you said that, because I used to do a little thing with the Bubbas at church. I would get a sponge, and I'd soak it up with water, a dry sponge, and soak it up with water. And I was saying that's the world.
Yeah.
And even though we pray, we ask for forgiveness, we do all this, you squeeze it out. You can squeeze it out as much as you want.
There's still some left.
But there's still some left. Mm-hmm. And you can always say that, oh, I don't listen to those words, or I close my eyes during those scenes, but it goes in.
It does.
And that's Satan, his hook. That's the way he gets that little hook in there. Mm-hmm. Because when you want to watch your favorite movie with your favorite actor, or listen to your favorite song that happens to be maybe not the best song, mm-hmm. you know, Satan's just getting that hook, because you listen to that song, okay. I'll get you to listen to this song. And then before we know it, it's a snowball, and we wonder, how did we get here?
Yeah. And it's funny, my dad, he used to tell me that growing up. He would say, and of course, as like a teenager, I would just roll my eyes and be like, okay, whatever, Dad. But he would say, like, once you do something one time, it's like so much easier to keep doing it. And now I kind of think about it, and you know, like in a godly and a Christian way, like, okay, well, say I went to the bar or something one time, it's so much easier for me to keep going back. And that's just kind of how anything is. Like, if you listen to that one song, like you said, okay, well, I'm just going to listen to the whole rest of the album. And that's just not, so it's just not what you should do. And it really just pulls you back down.
We can't get out of this show without you doing a shout out to your husband.
Okay. I do have the best husband in the world. He is a little angel. He's so sweet. I kind of make fun of him sometimes, and I call him, you know, the little golden retriever from Up. It's like squirrel all mm-hmm. the time. I say that's my husband, because he's just so sweet, and he's just so kind, and he's so gentle. But it's just like, he just has that little personality, and he's incredible. And he makes sure we're in church every Sunday, or we're at least watching it at home every Sunday. And, I mean, recently, it's been more recently, I mean, he prays before he eats every meal. And there's just, like, a lot of changes that I've seen in him and me and in our marriage that it's just great. It's just really great.
Well, I love it. Like you said, I had the a blessing to be able to officiate your wedding, because I felt like the oddball there, because it was perfect. I mean, the two of you were absolutely stunning.
Thank you.
But now I see we've been to some events because our families are entangled, correct?
Correct.
I call it entangling. Uh-huh. Where you and Austin have been somewhere, and I look up and there are a bunch of people around you. And then I look at Austin, and there are a bunch of guys all around Austin. Mm-hmm. God is, like I told you earlier, he's blessed you and he's blessed Austin.
Yeah.
And now, and it's not to be popular. It's not to be the most favorite person in the room. It's to, man, the Lord is giving you a platform, mm-hmm. both of you a platform. And you don't have to, like I said, go beat somebody on the head with a Bible.
Yeah.
But you have to live your life, and people have to, they want to be able to ask you what's different about you. Mm-hmm. And you too walk it. So just keep walking it. Keep growing. Keep praying together. Keep doing everything together, because the evil factor out in this world wants to do everything it can to split what's between you.
It does.
So just keep each other prayed up, and I'll be praying for you. Thank you for taking the time to come on the show. You did great. First time on radio.
Yes.
I
was nervous, but it was a lot
awesome.
Of fun. Thank you.
Maybe I can get your autograph, and then we'll put a star. We'll put a star out in the front sidewall.
Okay.
All right.
Hollywood star, Silicaga star.
And to put more pressure on you.
Oh gosh.
Because I believe in accountability. And how can people follow you? Because, see, I do that, like social media, now that they know who you are, mm-hmm. they're going to be watching you.
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, I have Instagram. I think it's, oh, my gosh, what is my username? I just changed it because I had to change my name on everything because I got married. I think it's Macy Winningham, or maybe Macy E. Winningham. And then, of course, on Facebook, it's just still Macy Gaston, just because I forgot my password and it won't let me change my name on there without doing my password and everything.
Well, I'm two for two, because when Sarah was here last year, she was one of my first guests on the show. I didn't call her Sarah Honeycutt one time, and I was so worried I was going to do it on air.
Uh-huh.
I called her Sarah Gaston. And then I got worried coming into this. I said, I'm going to say Macy Gaston. I know I can't say it. I cannot say it.
Yeah.
And I passed. I didn't do
you
it.
You did really good. I was going to say, like, I mean, people from Silicaga is Macy Gaston, but I'll always be a Gaston in heart, but I'll Macy Winningham now.
Just like me. I'll always be a Wyckoff at heart.
That's right.
Well, God bless you. God bless your family. And I cannot wait to see what the Lord has in store for it.
Thank you.
That's Miss Macy Winningham, and it's Mix Sunday Morning. That does it for this week's Mix Sunday Morning podcast. Thank you for listening. If you liked what you heard, be sure to share it with your friends. Listen to the full show each Sunday morning from 8 to 10 on Mix 106.5 or online at mix1065radio.com. I'm Greg Wyckoff. See you next time.